New Mexico is an awesome state that boasts places like Santa Fe and Taos, but there is a part of the land of enchantment that's freighted with the strange and, more pointedly, the grim, especially and respectively for two other towns, Roswell and Los Alamos. In fact, we pronounce the word aliens as Roswellian. And in New Mexico, to use the term atom bomb, one can also say Los Alamos, so to speak. That's why, for me, Abby and her father have just moved to wintry Los Alamos in Let Me In. It's the U.S. remake of the 2007 original Swedish hit called Let the Right One In. Los Alamos looks as cold and icy as Stockholm. Thus, beginning a metaphor to be inferred from the U.S. version that can't be in the Swedish. The stories are basically the same. The more recent production was directed by Matt Reeves, who also wrote the script. Owen, played by Cody Smith McPhee, is a 12-year-old with dark interests. He's also bullied at school by boys some years older and bigger. He lives with his well-intentioned religious mother, who is divorcing Owen's estranged father. The boy is a blossoming voyeur with all the telescopic peering he does from his bedroom window. In some scenes, Owen makes me think he's on the way to serial killing. Out the window, Owen notices the new tenants coming into the complex. They move into the adjacent apartment. Her name is Abby, played by Chloe Moritz. In the snowy nights, Abby walks the complex playground barefooted in the snow. There she meets Owen on the monkey bars. That's not the only thing different about Abby. Her father isn't her father. Dad, played by Richard Jenkins, is a pedophile who masquerades as Abby's father. The Swedish movie implies it while the U.S. film tippy-toes around it. Daddy Bogus retrieves the fresh blood of his victims in Los Alamos, giving regular sustenance to Abby since, as she tells Owen later, "I've been 12 years old for a very long time." Up front, though, Abby tells Owen they can't be friends. Conflict focuses on the bullying at Owen's school and the subtle development of his attraction to the girl next door. She tries to be honest by abstrusely advising him, "I'm not a girl." Owen believes it to be, in his 12-year-old way, a metaphorical remark. Keep thinking about metaphors as you watch this pretty darn creepy, well-made movie. The pair likes each other. Some scenes with just the two are touching and even poignant. He just stumbling into puberty, and she slightly ahead of him, even though she's so much older than 12. For someone not seeing the film, the narrative might sound really gross, but strangely, the association of the youngsters is couched in innocence and concern for one another as they grow closer and more dependent, all the while Owen being ignored by his benign mom and never seen by his out-of-town dad. Then, with that, the bizarre relationship of Abby and the ersatz father. Jenkins' character is an unusual mix of emotions. He's deeply committed to Abby for her survival, but tormented by his savagery to do what he must to supply her with blood. As is Jenkins, Smith, McPhee, and Moritz are too believable, each carrying such heavy character loads. And don't forget, Smith McPhee was the son in The Road, which has to be one of the grimmest films to come along since On the Beach, Failsafe, and The Bedford Incident. The bullying gets more intense. That brings Abby to Owen's rescue at least twice. One I can cite is that she instills him with enough fortitude to react to the school punks. He feels free to strike a threatening schoolmate upside the noggin with a hockey stick, nearly severing an ear, and putting Owen, needless to say, in the office. Watching this has a way of making one revel in the revenge Owen takes. Warning, there's even more of that not long before the movie ends, in spades. So get set for bloody scuffling by those stalked and killed by the non-father, as well as the victims of Abby, turned vicious when her blood count falls and temper rises. There's no sex play, but F-words abound. But now back to metaphor. There's Los Alamos in 1983, and then there's President Reagan in more than one pontificating scene on TV from actual news footage. He's first seen delivering a homily reciting scripture. Mr. Reagan is reading words many Americans want to hear. Yet, even when the alleged New Mexican sun, rare and bright, breaks through the dark portent of Let Me In, there is evil, all around, preying on innocence. Time now for What's Your Metaphor? Film reviews by the guy with his voice are also on TulsaTVMemories.com and under reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.